Hi, everyone. My name is Sam Willens, your mother of Valkyries and your host of the Sword and the Ribbon podcast. Have you ever gone to work out when it's that time of the month and just feel like shit, unmotivated, or just couldn't physically do it? For those who menstruate, you all know exactly what I'm talking about. It can be frustrating, annoying, and all around make us feel defeated when we can't work out like we want to. Understanding how your body functions during your cycle will give you the confidence to wake up, be fucking magical, and slay that Illyrian training schedule no matter where you're at in your cycle. Navigating your period during a workout program can feel impossible because we feel like shit. We feel terrible, moody, and all the things, but we also want to move our body. Movement is actually the best thing for inflammation, like from menstruating. In the words of Elle Woods, exercise gives you endorphins, endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands. They just don't. Elle knew any kind of exercise was better than none when it comes to changing how you feel. I mean, just look at how all the bend and snap boosts, well, you know. Cycle syncing can be your guide for the best way to move your body while dealing with cramps, mood swings, and every emotion. So what is cycle syncing? It is when you focus on changing the types of movements and workouts you're doing in each phase of your menstrual cycle to optimize your strength, hormones, and moods. A menstrual cycle has four phases: menstrual, aka when you're bleeding, follicular, ovulatory, and luteal. Within each phase, we experience changes to the brain and body. The goal is to work with your body and not against it. The MicroSquad not only has an entire cycle syncing workout program you can follow, it actually has PDF downloads as a guide to your phases and a bunch of other things that we are going to talk about on the podcast today. I collaborated with my friend Jenna, a certified health coach, to create visuals for you all to reference back to. I bring the workout and mental health aspects to the table, and she brings the food and vitamin recommendations. Those are her suggestions based on her own research in the downloads. I will share it later in this episode as well. She even has a cycle syncing guide ebook if you want more information, and has everything from information, toxins, and recipes for each phase. Check her out on Instagram at coachingjenna for more info. I love her advice and follow it myself. A quick disclaimer, as none of this is from a medical professional. All information in this podcast is intended for your general knowledge only and is not a substitute for medical advice or treatment for specific medical conditions. We're not selling weight loss programs. If you have any questions, I recommend reaching out to your doctor to discuss. One of my favorite benefits to cycle syncing is that it takes the stress off of working out really intensely every single day when you may not feel like it. Cycle syncing workouts are meant to be flexible for how you are feeling day to day. Alisa VT, HHC and AADP, is a hormone expert and is the first to publish a book discussing the idea of cycle syncing. Her advice on this type of workout structure is, drop the perfectionism and instead embrace becoming dynamic and responsive. Listen to your body, track your cycle, track your symptoms, notice how you feel in each phase. Notice how doing certain activities makes you feel in each phase, and reclaim the healthy relationship with yourself and your body you are supposed to have. That's what drew me and the squad leaders to cycle syncing to begin with. It's so much of what the Micro Squad believes in: progress over perfection, doing what you can do each day. Like our favorite Coach Beard says, it isn't about trying to be perfect. Perfection sucks. Perfect is boring. I hate perfection because it's unachievable. It's unrealistic for me, for you, anyone listening to this podcast. So let's say fuck it when it comes to perfection and choose to do what we can when we can. If you've been with the Micro Squad any length of time, you'll know we love Taylor Swift's Eras. Shout out to squad leader Gabby for her Eras workout series. So I thought we would take our own little Eras tour through the menstrual cycle phases. Excuse me. Menstrual cycle eras to dive into a bit about each era and the types of movements best for your body in that era. The first era in our cycle is the menstrual phase. This is your red and folklore era. Our period is here, you are actively bleeding in this phase, and it can last from 3 to 5 days. Also, as a quick opening act to our era's tour, all of the cycle descriptions, day estimates, and nutrition suggestions are based on research averages. Your personal cycle and menstruation may differ somewhat from this, which is totally okay and normal. Every person is different, and every person's body is different. Now back to our main act, the menstrual era. While your body is working hard to shed the uterine lining, your hormone and energy levels are at its lowest. You may be feeling moody or extra emotional in this phase. You know, you might feel like putting on your scarf, curling up with a blanket, and crying your eyes out while listening to All Too Well, the 10-minute Taylor's version, of course. It's also the era where you can feel completely drained, when your energy levels are at its lowest. The sounds of folklore, while they may make you emotional, will also be gentle when you move like a willow bending in the wind. This is the time to take it easy. Don't stress or pressure yourself to exercise. Focus on gentle movements like stretching, restorative yoga, gentle walks through the folklore woods, and rest. Maybe even take Gabby's All Too Well stretching class, which will be released August 6th. You might even need to take a whole day of rest. Listen to whatever it is your body needs each day. Mind-stealing is a high priority in this era. You may be feeling all the feels in this phase, and mind-stealing can help you feel them without affecting you too deeply. Let your feelings be the waves crashing over you while you are the grounded rock. Sorry, my voice is not like Becca's and soothing and calming. In the menstrual era, it can be common for people to be low or even deficient in the following: omega-3s, vitamin C, and iron. Some foods that can help out with that are kale, mushrooms, blueberries, blackberries, kidney beans, duck, pork, crab, scallop, flax, and sea salt. Eat whatever sounds good to you in this phase, but these foods may help you feel better. Taking care of your mental health in this era is super important. Practice self-care and mind-stilling. Listen to your favorite podcast, which obviously is this one, and journal whatever you're thinking or feeling, and maybe even get a massage. You may feel like you knew this era was trouble and that it would be treacherous learning about it, but it's nothing new to most. You know it all too well. Hopefully you've had an epiphany and will curl up with your cardigan in August and not be afraid to let your tears ricochet. Make sure you're in a state of grace and not exile yourself if you miss a day working out. The next era on our tour is the follicular phase. This is your 1989 era. Your cycle has started and our estrogen and testosterone levels are rising. This era can last about 7 to 10 days. And you begin to start to feel more like yourself, getting small bursts of energy. You may say to your hormones, "Nice to meet you, where you been?" as they rise. Take a Polaroid picture and discover while your last era felt like it was in a black and white. You're now back in screaming color with more energy to do more things. You're able to do a little more intense and exciting energetic workouts. These might be Tabata, strength training, circuit training, short jogs, hikes, and the signature micro squad HIIT or high intensity Pilates, even Lydia's signature potbola classes. You may think you have no idea what HIIT is, but you probably do if you've taken any of Gabby's era's workouts. Mind-stealing in this era is great during a cool down walk while you get back into more structured workouts. Vitamins and minerals you may want to be aware of in this phase are vitamins A, D, and B12, zinc, and omega-3s. Some great food options to check out in this era are broccoli, lettuce, avocados, oats, oranges, chicken, eggs, olives, coconut, yogurt, and cashews. Your mental health in this phase is, as Nicki Minaj says, feeling yourself. You'll be more energetic and optimistic. Schedule a fun night out with your partner, besties, or book club. Get that red lip classic look on and have fun. You're now out of the woods and can step into Wonderland during your follicular phase. Shake it off and realize you are in love with the new romantic version of yourself. I wish you would come clean into this new blank space and remember who you are in your wildest dreams. All you had to do was stay in your cycle to get to this fun, energizing phase. Are you ready for it? Let the games begin in this era of the ovulatory phase. This is your big reputation era. This is when the egg is released in the menstrual cycle. This era lasts about 3 to 4 days, and you will have peak energy levels in this phase. You can feel like you can conquer the world in this phase, causing you to maybe take bigger risks than you normally would. Like doing something bad or maybe finding yourself put the money in the bag and steal the key that was the last time anyone saw you. This is the time for you to maximize your energy and do more intense workouts. Strength training, hikes, and HIIT are great while adding in heavier weights for your workouts or having longer runs and hikes. The Warrior sets and Valkyrie Squad are perfect for this and bring out that intensity while training to be a warrior. Mind stilling in this era is great to cool down with after intense workouts. It will help you focus on your breathing and bring your blood pressure back down. Vitamins and minerals to be mindful of in this era are vitamin A and D and zinc. Try to incorporate recipes with these ingredients in this phase. Beans, oysters, shrimp, fish, almonds, watermelon, tangerines, Swiss chard, romaine, mushrooms, turmeric, and foods with fiber. Your mental health is chef's kiss in this era. You'll be feeling energetic, strong, and confident. This is the time to try something new, like dancing with your hands tied. Plan a spicy date night and buy a dress just so someone can take it off. This era is all about enjoying the spicy, confident you. The end game in this era is for you to feel gorgeous. Call it what you want, but in this spicy, energetic era, you'll be saying, "Don't blame me. Look what you made me do." And don't be delicate in your workouts. Power through the intensity like a getaway car. So it goes in this phase. Closing out our era's tour is our longest era, the luteal phase. This is your lover and midnight era. This is when your body says, you need to calm down. As your body prepares for the menstrual cycle, your energy starts to decrease. Progesterone, the dominant hormone, increases, bringing on symptoms of PMS. And this phase lasts 10 to 14 days. Some days, you may be feeling like you're a mastermind, and others you may think, I forgot that you existed. It's the ups and downs in this phase that make you feel a little bit like a glitch in the Great War. Be kind to yourself as your hormone levels change day to day. As your energy declines, ease up in your workouts. Focus on Pilates, yoga, mobility, and bodyweight training. And don't be afraid to take modifications as you need them. The newest micro squad program called Magic Mobility is perfect for this area. It's bringing magic to your inner warrior while maintaining movement while being gentle with your body. Keep an eye out. It launches August 1st. Mind stilling is super high priority in this era. It can help you feel grounded on the days your hormones make you feel off. Be conscious of your body's intake of vitamin B6 and C plus magnesium in this phase. Foods to eat to help with those are garlic, ginger, pumpkin, sweet potato, apples, dates, chickpeas, beef, turkey, halibut, and mint. Mental health in this phase is really important since how you are feeling will vary day to day. Focus on your favorite form of self-care, journaling, mind stilling, and overall reducing stress. Enjoy the outdoors, go for a walk, anything to help you get a bit of change in scenery. This era can feel like a labyrinth of things to sort through. From daylight to afterglow, from maroon to lavender haze, from vigilante shit to Cornelia Street, you will feel the ups and downs of hormone change. Know that soon you'll get better, even though you may feel like you're on your own, kid. And let the midnight rain wash away your anti-hero cruel summer and make you feel bejeweled like me. The Micro Squad offers a fully guided month-long program for cycle syncing. Plus, our 500-plus videos are sorted into each phase. Wherever you're at in your cycle, the squad leaders are meeting you there, on the mat, to keep you moving, feeling good, and learning all about your body. We will cheer you on because it's nice to have a friend. This week's piece of Cauldron Blessed Wisdom is that our bodies all go through different phases all of the time. Your body is in constant motion, hiking through peaks and valleys of your emotions, hormones, and energy levels. The more in tune you are with your body's cycles, the more you can embody that main character energy we talk about. So you can be a fearless leader or an alpha type. Your action item this week is to download the Stardust app and begin tracking your cycles. Don't worry, it's available for both Apple and Android phones. I love this app for its information, humor, and the creative ways of giving you all the info. Get in sync with your body and see how much you can learn about yourself. No matter where you are in your cycle, be strong, kick ass, and be fucking magical every day. This episode was produced by Bex Castro, Mia Garlock, and Carolyn McMorrin. Special thank you to Taylor Ash for creating the music of this podcast. And thanks for listening to The Sword and the Ribbon by The Micro Squad. If you're interested in learning more about The Valkyrie Squad, visit us at thevalkyriesquad.com. If you're interested in learning more about the Micro Squad or Geek Gym for a class, visit us at themicrosquad.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts from so you don't miss out. And if you like this week's episode, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.